Gallery Girl by Wendy Holden. Read by Susie Aitchison. Chapter 1. Below the glitter of chandeliers in the ornate room, starved cheekbone hit surgeried temple as fake air kiss met fake air kiss. Celebrities and socialites had fought capped tooth and tipped nail, and that was just the men, to be in the very front, on the row of gilded and red velvet cushioned seats that would provide the closest view. But the front row seats had gone to the most powerful people in the business, the market makers, the movers and shakers. This row of billionaires, collectors and connoisseurs, men in the main but with a sprinkling of women, were noticeably less animated than those behind them. They exchanged a few nods, a few measured words, but their eyes were suspicious, their jaws were set. They clenched their catalogues and paddles with whitened knuckles. For them alone, this was a competition, and only one of them would win. At the front, shining brilliantly, was their prize. Mounted in the centre of the platform, before a specially contrived mirror background designed to deepen its dazzle, the about-to-be-auctioned artwork flashed tantalisingly, turning slightly in the eddies of warm air. Prosthesius Bound consisted of 5 prosthetic limbs, bandaged, sprayed gold, and hung along a gold-sprayed plastic washing line. The artist behind this creation was nowhere to be seen. Rumours as to his whereabouts swept the crowd from time to time, like the wind sending ripples across the surface of the sea. He was the guest of royalty. He was sailing with a megastar. He was on location. He was staying away deliberately. A modest man, he was shunning publicity. This last room.